I think for a lot of us, the COVID-19 pandemic was difficult for our budgets, for our economy at home, for our budgets at home. It was tough, right? Like, it was tough to balance that checkbook, if that's what people still do. Well, the Bank of Canada does. And a new report from CD Howe Institute estimates that the Bank of Canada could lose billions over the next few years because of what went on during the pandemic. Let's find out what went on with this. Trevor Tom joins us now, a professor of economics at the University of Calgary and co-author of the CD Howe Institute report. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's talk about this report. So what is it that you looked at exactly?
So we look at the Bank of Canada's finances over the next couple of years. As you noted, they've started now incurring a loss. Their expenses are larger than their revenues. And that's never happened since the bank started operations back in 1935. So it's a pretty unique situation.
Okay. And so how did they get into this spot?
Well, when the pandemic started, they lowered their interest rate all the way down to nearly zero right in late March of 2020. And when that happens, they're kind of out of ammunition, if you will. So they turn to some unconventional policies and try and stimulate economic activity. And also something that Canada's never done, which is called quantitative easing. When they go out into the market and purchase a large quantity of government bonds, in their case, about $400 billion worth. And what that does is leads to large reserves in the banking system. And those reserves stored at the Bank of Canada earn interest. And so in 2022, when interest rates rose dramatically, that made expenses at the bank rise dramatically as well, outstripping their revenues.
Okay. And so we all have felt like we've never seen interest rates go up so quickly before, but is this the impact of that?
Exactly right. Interest rates in 2022, they started the year at the Bank of Canada rate of 0.25%, and they ended the year at 4.25%. So a full 4% increase in less than a year is pretty dramatic, not completely unprecedented. We've seen that in the past, but you have to go back decades to find a comparable situation. And with rates rising so rapidly, and because deposits at the Bank of Canada, largely by banks, they earn interest. So when interest rates rise, those expenses rise as well.
Okay, so how does the bank get itself out of this?
Well, it's going to take some time. Our report kind of goes through a number of scenarios, and it looks like these losses will continue until 2024, potentially late 2025. And how they get out of it is a really interesting question. I think, well, time is one, and they'll accumulate the losses for a while. But then how we unwind those losses later is kind of the open question that the government needs to make some decisions on. You know, because we've never had a loss before, the legislation around this, the procedures around how the bank operates, they've never had to deal with it. So there's some unknown open questions right that the government is going to need to decide on.
What do you mean by unwind those losses, and what could the government do?
Well, what I mean by unwind is they'll be accumulating these losses on their books, and the Bank of Canada will very soon, particularly this month, have negative equity. Like, their liabilities will be larger than their assets. And for a private company, that's problematic for the Bank of Canada. They can still do their operations, but at some point they'll return to profitability. And then do they use those future profits to shrink their accumulated losses, pay them back, if you will? That's kind of what Australia is doing, what the United States is doing. It's just not clear at the moment whether Canada is going to do that as well. I suspect they will, but the government hasn't said.
Right. Is there any indication of when the government will talk about this?
To be honest, I would have thought they would have said something a few months ago. Maybe they're waiting until the budget. You know, that's a time for governments to announce big measures, especially financial measures. And so that would be a couple of months from now.
Okay. So has any country dealt with this kind of fallout? Like, what is the kind of plan that you've seen in other areas like the United States?
Well, we have seen central banks lose money elsewhere in the world before. It's not completely uncommon. Usually it's related to central banks who trade in their currency, you know, who are trying to enforce a peg in their exchange rate. That's not Canada's case. We are seeing losses right now in other central banks, the United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, United States as well. And this is a first for them. The U.S. hasn't seen a loss before. And what happens in their case is that future profits will be withheld from the government until they've offset all of the losses that accumulate. So I suspect that's kind of what Canada is going to do, but I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Right. Are there lessons here, Trevor, then, for how this kind of unprecedented situation could be dealt with if it pops up again in the future?
And so I think it probably will pop up at some point in the future. It's the first time for Canada to engage in quantitative easing, but it's not the first time that other central banks have. And at some point, we're going to have a deep recession for one reason or another, and the central bank is probably going to need to resort to a tool like this. And so I think some of the lessons are maybe how to engage in quantitative easing. Do we do it in the way that we did this time, just by printing money to purchase bonds, or do we think about other ways of implementing QE? And I guess we don't need to go down that road, but there are some other ways for central banks to have done this that didn't expose them to financial risks. And I think at least among research economists, those are ideas that are being batted about, and we'll see if governments adopt them.
We will see. Well, thank you so much for explaining it to us this morning.
You bet. My pleasure.
Appreciate that. Trevor Tombe is the professor of economics at the University of Calgary and co-author of this C.D. Howe Institute report looking into the economics of the Bank of Canada right now, where the bank could lose billions of dollars over the next few years because of what happened during the pandemic and dealing with the rise in interest rates, the very steep, sudden rise in interest rates, and waiting for the federal government to say something about how the bank is going to deal with this.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.